Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. Meaningful Ministry. Jesus models a compassionate shepherd's heart. Today we'll consider Mark chapter 6, verse 31 to 34. Then, because so many people were coming and going that they did not even have a chance to eat, he said to them, "Come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest." So they went away by themselves in a boat to a solitary place. But many who saw them leaving recognized them and ran on foot from all the towns and got there ahead of them. When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd. So he began teaching them many things. It changes everything. There are very few things that could be characterized as an action or emotion that changes everything. A student walks into your classroom. He's the first one today. There are tears in his eyes. He tries to hold them back. He puts his head down as he follows the daily routine of putting away his things and finding his chair. He sits down and the tears flow freely. You, the teacher, have yet to prep the final parts of the whole group activity you've planned for the class. You're in the middle of cutting out all the pieces necessary. You put the scissors down. You walk over to the student. There's now a puddle of tears on the table in front of him. You kneel down beside him, resting a hand on his shoulder. He looks over to you with his tear-stained cheeks. You wipe yet another tear before it spills onto the table. You ask him if everything is all right. His eyes close. He rests his head on your shoulder and cries. He never tells you what was wrong. As school is ending, he comes up and hugs your leg. You kneel down once again. He wraps his arms around your neck and whispers, "Thank you." Compassion. Your compassion changed that student's whole day. You could have left him to his tears, but he was more important to you, and that changed everything for him. God's compassion changed everything for us. He changed everything by being everything for us. In our verses for today, you see Jesus worn from a long day of preaching and teaching. Jesus hadn't even had a chance to eat. He and his disciples tried to escape the crowds for some rest, but the crowds followed them. Jesus saw them and had compassion on them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. So he began teaching them many things. There he was before their very eyes, the good shepherd, the greatest shepherd, someone who could feed them and lead them, guide and protect them, and love them like only the good shepherd can. We are those people. We are those people starving for guidance, searching for it anywhere we can find it, yearning for knowledge and answers in this life. Jesus so easily could have left us to our own. He could have said, "Let them figure it out, Father. I don't have to save them." Yet, he had compassion on us, compassion that turned into action. And now we have the Good Shepherd with us every day, his word always available to us. There's nowhere else to look. He's the answer. He changed everything for us. What was once certain death is now eternal life. What was once hopeless is now hopeful. What was once pain and suffering is now joy beyond all measure. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, for your compassion. You have changed everything for us. May we see those still lost, those with certain death lingering, the hopeless ones, those in pain and suffering, and may we have compassion like that of you, our Savior Jesus. It's worth it. It changes everything because you changed everything. Amen. See also Christian Worship 21, hymn 736, verse 1. Lord, you call us as your people for further meditation on the thoughts of today's devotion. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to wells.net/devotions. May the Lord bless and keep you.